1. Pull out your mortgage renewal now, and start early. When you are proactive instead of reactive, you can see if there is anything on your credit score or lifestyle that can be modified to ensure you are positioned for the best renewal. You are only in a position to do this when you start early. In the last year of your mortgage, you will have the most amount of options available. For example, there can be an inaccuracy in your credit report, or you may be considering an income, job change that would impact your options. 2. Do not just sign the renewal offered. Lenders can change the terms of your mortgage, and the renewal you are signing can cost you up to 4% of your equity if you are with the wrong lender for your current life stage. 3. Most people think the best rate is the best renewal, wrong. The terms are most important, and with all terms moving or selling is the only reason most people think they would ever break a mortgage. This is simply not the case. A change in the interest rate market, divorce, health, job change, investment opportunity, and many other reasons would contribute to a future modification being beneficial for a consumer. 4. Take into consideration lender history. The lender can have a higher prime than anyone because they know the cost to leave outweighs staying the course. The lenders are very smart with their calculated risks, and this is not something they have an obligation to disclose. 5. Remember, your lender has a bias. Their job is to handcuff you so they can make as much profit off you as possible. Don't be a victim. 6. Do not shop each lender on your own. It takes points off of your credit score. All lenders have different rates based on your score, and you want to position yourself to get the best. By using a mortgage professional, they can shop multiple lenders, protecting your credit using only one application, while the rate variation can be on average 0.5%. 7. Don't get sucked into the online rate shopping. Any monkey can post a rate online, and you can drive yourself crazy looking at something that does not exist. In today's complex mortgage market, there are significantly different rates based on insured mortgage versus uninsured mortgage, switch versus refinance, purchase or renewal, principal residence versus rental, salary or self-employed, 600 credit score or 700 credit score, amortization of 25 years to 30 years, type of property, condo versus house, and leased land or freehold. The variations can mean a difference in thousands of dollars. Like diagnosing a medical condition, you can't go online. You do have to put in the appropriate application and supporting documents to verify which options are available to you that will result in the lowest cost in borrowing. Kate Holmes is a mortgage broker in the Cothet region. If you have expert advice to share with Peak readers, email editor@prpeak.com for submission details.